Well, you men can sing out here. Sing like you want revival. I am humbled to be here tonight. What a privilege to be a part of this meeting. I want to thank Brother Vaughn for allowing me to come out. We had revival meetings scheduled with Brother Vaughn September 10th through the 13th, and God did a miraculous work in our lives. And just to begin, those revival meetings went from a four-day meeting to a 13-day meeting. Amen. And there is still a spirit of revival in our hearts. In Psalm 34, verse 8, the Bible says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." That verse means more to me than ever before. About 2 years ago, Brother Vaughn came to our church, and the Lord laid upon my heart to pray for revival. And so for 2 years, we have been praying every Sunday night at 5 o'clock for revival. You know, many of those prayer meetings were dry, going through the motions, but we were sincere. I went to a conference this summer with my wife and came back, and in my mind, I was finished. I told some men in the church, I said, "I'm done. I'm finished. I'm tired of playing church. I'm tired of coming to church and we sing the songs and you hear a message and you leave the same way." And I said, "Unless God does something, I'm finished." And my wife and I determined to pray 1 half hour every day. Boy, it changed our lives. She had surgery recently, and it was after the revival meeting, and I got on the phone, and we prayed on the phone together. God did a tremendous work in our hearts. We had scheduled those meetings about a year before for a four-day meeting. Brother Vaughn came that Saturday, September 9th, and I said, "Would you have a prayer meeting with our folks?" He said, "Sure." That morning we had a church work day, and probably 45 people showed up, worked hard. I didn't really expect very many to show up that night, but I believe we had 35, 40 people there that night. And God began to work in our hearts. Brother Vaughn again told us about the three rounds of prayer: confession, adoration, and then request. We got down on our knees, the men did, and we prayed and prayed and prayed. And folks, God got hold of our hearts. Men, I heard prayers like, "Oh God, you know, when my wife leaves the room, I switch the channel on the television set, and it's not good when I'm watching. Oh God, forgive me." Men were confessing bitterness and critical spirits. They were sobbing. And every night we had a prayer meeting that started at 6 o'clock. The meeting started at 7. And men began to come and pray and pour their hearts out to God. One night, I didn't know if I had any tears left. God began to work in a mighty way. Now, how did it touch my heart? God broke me. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15, the Bible says, "For thus saith the high and lofty one, that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and humble. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Men, unless we're broken, God will not send revival. And it was amazing. In my own family, God was waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I prayed. God gave me a new understanding of what it means to walk circumspectly. Man, no kidding, for 2 weeks I did not listen to the radio. I did not read the newspaper. I did not watch television. When I was going through the store, when I saw the magazines, I would turn my head away. On this side, I saw the DVD covers and I turned my head away again. I did not want to hinder revival. And that was the spirit in our church. The men were saying, "Pastor, please forgive me for this." And I went to Brother Vaughn and said, "Oh, please forgive me for saying this," because I did not want to hinder revival. You see, during those meetings, God gave us an awareness of his presence and holiness. One night after the meeting, and man, the meetings went on and on and on. After the meeting lasted for an hour and a half, we had testimonies. And every night those testimonies went on for a good hour. People confessing. People asking for forgiveness. Lady stood before the church and she said, "Please forgive me. I have been bitter for 10 years. I saw her countenance change. One evening after the revival meeting, after the testimony service, I went to Walmart to pick up some items for my wife. She had surgery. Got home and my son is 15 years old. I got home about 11:30 at night and he ran up the stairs and says, "Oh, Dad, I'm so glad you're here." He said, "I have been on my face praying." And he said, "Dad, I want you to know that several times you told me to go to bed at night and I turned my light back on and I was reading a book. Dad, forgive me." That was the spirit in our church. In fact, my son, I told him during the revival meeting, I said, "Joshua, you need to go and mow the neighbor's yard. He already gave you $50. You better get it done." He said, "Dad, I don't have that money." I went, "Oh, Josh, he has a habit of losing money. He likes to give it away, but he doesn't know he's giving it away." And so I was ready to give him a lecture, and "Josh, where's that money?" He goes, "Oh, Dad, last night during the revival meeting, I put all $50 in the offering plate." I felt about this high. That revival is still continuing in our hearts. We have 6 prayer meetings every week. Those prayer meetings were unbelievable. Men, how can we expect God to work around us if we don't give him permission to work in us? I was at the store after one of the meetings and a lady came up to me from our church. She said, "Pastor, my husband is different. He's our junior church director. I thought he was a godly man." She said, "He's different." Another man called me up and for a while it was hard to study because the phone was ringing off the hook. One testimony after another. A man said, "Pastor, this morning, I called my employees in and we had a meeting. I said, now on, this is God's business. And we're going to do things God's way. And we're going to make sure we leave a testimony with every person we work for." Another lady called me up and said, "Pastor, we unplugged our television set." Man, just last Friday, man who is real hard and full of pride came over to our house. And he said, "Pastor, I've got to tell you something." And then he started crying. And he just wept. He wept and wept and wept. He said, After about a minute or two, he finally got his composure and said, "Pastor, please forgive me. For the last 8 years, I have been a taker, not a giver. And God's convicted me. I'm going to be a giver instead of a taker." You know, there was an anticipation of what God is going to do in our meetings. And it's exciting. Every Saturday night at 6 o'clock we meet. And man, several weeks ago we had a prayer meeting. And the ladies had a prayer meeting. And the young people had a prayer meeting. And I used to, we're all this way after, 10 minutes, you look at your watch and say, "Whoa, wow, only 10 minutes went by." But I looked up at the clock and an hour and a half had gone by. And I said, "Wow, where did the time go?" We started at 6. At 8:15, I felt a little guilty. And the men were just getting into it. We had men that were praying till 1 or 2 in the morning. They had a burden for prayer. And I felt a little guilty. I thought, well, maybe the ladies are waiting for us. And so I jumped in and said, Lord, thank you for this prayer meeting. Lord, as we bring it to a conclusion, and I ended it, and I could see the men, they weren't too happy about that. And so most of us left the prayer room, and God really rebuked me. The ladies were still praying. And I had to go to those men and say, please forgive me. Most of them went back to the prayer room. We had a testimony service just a week ago. The testimonies lasted over 2 hours, one after another. Men were giving testimonies that have never testified. And I challenge our people, don't let revival just happen around you. Allow it to happen in you. And men, I want to encourage you tonight, God still revives hearts. And he wants to revive your heart tonight. It was unbelievable. God gave us this joy that I have never experienced before in my life. One example of what God did. A Friday morning, we were meeting for prayer. And a man was broken. And he kept crying and praying, asking God for strength. Then he said to us, please pray for me. I took off work today. I've got to take care of something. I wronged someone years ago, and this could cost me a lot of money. Now, when you hear that as a pastor, you're wondering if you're going to start a jail ministry. You're not sure. That night he testified. He made it. And I was so thankful. He said, oh, pastor. He said, what had happened? He said, years ago, before I was saved, I worked for a man who owned a filling station. And for 2 years, I stole money from the cash register. And he said, I went over to the guy's house, and his wife said, he's driving truck. He won't get back until 5. He said, oh, he said, I couldn't do anything all day. He said, I went back right at 5. He got home, and he said, I was scared. But he said, sir, when I worked for you for 2 years, I stole from you. And I don't know how much money I took, but I'm willing to pay you back every day or every week or every month until you feel like it's enough. He said, I'll pay you back the rest of my life. This unsaved man said this, I don't want your money. It means more to me that you came back and asked for forgiveness. Folks, that's revival. God did not work until we did business with God. When we ask God to forgive us for our critical spirits, our selfishness, our hearts of pride, our wickedness. And men, what God did, he forgave us and filled our hearts with joy. One man said this, handshakes are out in our church. We just hug each other. The last 2 Sundays, the singing has been unbelievable. You don't have to twist people's arms to get them to come to church. We went out on visitation. We filled up 3 church vans in a car with people that were excited about God. Men, God wants to do the same in your hearts. We didn't bring revival. We were just honest with God. And when he brought a sin to our mind, we confessed it. We didn't play games. God wants to do something in your heart tonight. Will you allow him? He's the God of revival. and he loves each one of us. And men, when you do business with God, the joy is unbelievable. God gets the glory. Through the whole meeting, I kept telling our people, this is not about us. This is not about Brother Vaughn. This is not about our ministry. This is about God. John chapter 15, Jesus tells us that we need to abide with him. That means to fellowship with him. And men, God cannot fellowship with us. If we have sin in our lives that we are justifying and hiding, excusing. In John 15, Jesus says, I want to abide with you. And if you abide with me and I with you, you will bear much fruit. And he says, my joy will be full in your hearts. He says, when you bear much fruit, my Father gets the glory. And we are here to glorify God. Men, God loves you. He wants you to experience revival. Don't play church. Don't go through the motions. There's too much at stake.